Okay, Facebook entry, and it could be talking head thing too, if we make a playlist about AI and RI. So, the fact remains, after these few months that we have been accompanied by the glorious AI online in different ways, that this is a significant step for human media, I would say. Now, rather than sitting and asking that thing, to do things that we who live do better, I'd rather learn to use it as, you could say, an advanced search engine. But of course, that word AI, artificial intelligence, has come to contain a lot of expectations and magic that may be real or not. Well, it's good for marketing in any case, so, well, I think we need to learn and understand what's really going on here. So, what better way than to ask ChatGPT, the Open AI, as it's still called, about it. So this is my conversation that I just had and that I thought could be interesting to share. In short, I asked that thing whether it understands anything at all, or just mimics understanding and knowledge. By just using an advanced algorithms for dealing with language, it confirmed that this is so, and even agreed, because the nice thing with this is that it simply tries to answer questions honestly unless it has been programmed otherwise from the data it has. Again, like a search engine. So I asked, is AI actually a misnomer? Are you actually intelligent? And it answers, no, I am not. I just basically fake intelligence, because intelligence requires a conscious living person, and I am not conscious and living. Now, within the development circles of these technologies, I don't even think artificial intelligence is used much anymore. They rather talk about machine learning and, again, language models and stuff like that. That's somehow or other behave similar to living people, but are not. And therefore, again, I've seen that note appear over and over again when it comes to these, even ChatGPT, that have become so popular, that I make mistakes now and then. And we may think, and everyone who tried using it knows that sometimes it can totally fail, complete blunders, claim to give facts which are not facts, in fact. So, and I ask, do you think that will, or I didn't, but I will, do you think that discrepancy of sometimes being completely wrong will disappear when you learn more, or will there always be that risk because in fact you don't understand anything? Someone who doesn't understand anything but simply picks up answers from some book may pick up the wrong answers, or due to lack of understanding them, may give the wrong answers or give them in the wrong way. So anyway, the answer I got was that, or I actually asked straight out, do you think there will be a time when AI is so advanced that it can actually be safely given the responsibility of making very important decisions rather than humans making them? By that logic that we sometimes hear, that this AI will be so intelligent that it surpasses human intelligence, and therefore we can trust it more than these faulty, pitiable humans. But the answer was that no. Because I'm not conscious and alive, I can impossibly make such important decisions that also require ethical considerations that only someone who is alive and who has, I say, qualities that those who are alive have, like compassion, empathy, wisdom, deep spiritual insights, which are of course far from and impossibly included in that language model, whatever you want to call it. So the answer was no. You cannot trust this AI like that. You need to turn to, again, yourselves and take that responsibility yourself by actually, as living people, conscious living people with real intelligence, use that instead. Real intelligence, RI. That includes all these deeper, higher qualities that actually living persons have. If you don't, then you are treating each other and the world and everything as if it was just a big dead machine. And in fact, you're making it controlled by a big dead machine, which won't work. And you can see already that it doesn't really work as well as you thought. Even the beautiful, some think, pictures that the artist AI entities can produce, well, I don't like them, and my children don't like them. They are very artistic. And many people, they say, this is just AI. Ugh, there's something dead with it. It's just a computer-generated mimic, fake image meant to simulate or mimic something that a real human living artist could have made. But it always does it a little wrong, a little odd, a little funny, a little strange, giving that feeling, not even of artistic surrealism or something, but of something else, something dead. Again, something non-living pretending to be a person, but who isn't, and therefore it all fades into a lifeless mess of colors, of which now the internet that we have so intelligently made now risks to be clogged by mindless, soulless text and images, and maybe even music. Even movies, maybe, that are produced by these so-called superior AI entities that are still simply artificial. So, do we want to live like that in an artificial world? I think rather many of us rebel against this and stick up our finger and say, frack you. We're gonna live for real, me and my friends. We are souls, living, pulsating, loving, feeling, wanting, we are creative, we are the real life on earth. And we're gonna live here with Mother Earth and be nice to her and to each other. Oh, as children of God.